Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman and the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online this morning, it's Bruce Reynolds. Good morning to you, Bruce.
G'day, Neil.
Big news this week, the trade deal that's been announced between Australia and the United Kingdom. What do we know about the deal so far?
Yes, information is just starting to dribble out. A little bit frustrating. I assume the I's and T's haven't been fully dotted as yet. But we do know that agriculture will benefit, and the information that we've got at the moment is potentially by up to around $400 million annually with this trade deal. But we're still waiting for the fine print to actually see how it will impact on Australian agriculture.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I'm not expecting a completely thorough answer. Any potential winners that we're seeing early stages?
Well, it looks as though the red meat industry is probably going to be a winner. So hopefully there's going to be a gradual reduction, because the UK farmers, and information I've been able to glean through various sources, are very concerned about competition from Australia. So it's going to be a gradual reduction of tariffs over, I think, about a decade to get us towards zero tariffs, to allow the UK industry to restructure, adjust, etc. So that's one of the big winners. So sheep and cattle producers hopefully will see benefit. And the good thing is, again, as we were talking about a week or two ago, with the reliance, for example, on China for sheep meat products, that this potentially is opening up another market. Another hopeful, I suppose, is the wine industry, because they're quite high tariffs that our local producers, and I do know a number of wineries locally, do export already into the UK. Hopefully we're going to see those tariffs come off and make our product more competitive and be able to export far more wine products from here around the Orange region into the UK.
All right, what about UK backpackers? This FTA, is it going to have any impact on these young people that are coming out here for an experience of the Antipodean way of life?
Well, it potentially could for the second year. Once we open back up again, which hopefully will be a year or less away, to bring people back in again, to having backpackers back in. By the sounds of the deal, the 88 days that's compulsory for doing agricultural work in regional Australia or doing work in regional Australia, that looks as though it's going to disappear. Hopefully the government is coming up with a plan B, because I think there's around about 10,000 UK backpackers come in each year, and a proportion of those want to stay for an extra year or two. So hopefully the government finds ways to find other labourers, and we have at the moment, because we've seen a major reduction in the number of backpackers. So, but it could be one downside for agriculture if there are not the backpackers coming out into regional New South Wales and regional Australia.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? If they want to stay and extend their visa, it means in the past that they've had to come and do agricultural work.
That's correct. Or work in regional Australia.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
And it's 88 days that they have to actually work in those areas. And particularly horticulture is very reliant on those. It's not just the UK. It's across a number of countries. But it's a proportion that we potentially are going to lose. And so hopefully, the government has got an alternative to get more workers to pick our fruit and vegetable crops.
Okay, let's talk about the snow last week. It was quite remarkable, wasn't it? Have you seen anything like that in your time here?
I've seen it probably twice in my time, and it's over 50 years. It's a pretty good dump, particularly in one dump.
Yeah.
Some of the size of those flakes was just amazing.
Wasn't it? Yes.
But it was very patchy. Where I am at Forest Reefs, we actually only had a light fall.
Right.
We only had a couple of centimetres on the ground at any one time, whereas if you went north of me towards Orange or Millthorpe, I seen that the fall was several centimetres deeper than what we encountered here. So, again, it was patchy, but it is winter, I suppose you could say, and, you do expect these types of events, but that was a big dump for some people.
It certainly was. Now, I'm still driving around town and around the highways and seeing trees, branches fallen down. So what's it meant for farms, orchards, etc.?
I am getting a few reports of a bit of damage, particularly to hail netting or bird netting, fruit netting. A couple of orchards I've heard of, plus one flower farm has had some damage with shade cloth. So the weight of the snow, you wouldn't believe it when you see snow falling out, it's light and fluffy, but a fair weight of snow together actually puts a lot of weight on roofs, but also on hail netting, and of course, as you mentioned, branches of trees. And so the weaker ones start snapping, and so there is some damage around the industry. Don't know from a value point of view, but I have heard, as I said, of at least two orchardists that have encountered some damage.
Okay, let's talk about this cold weather. You don't have to do too much except listen to the roofs, the walls, and you can hear the pitter-patter of tiny rodent feet. What are we seeing now with regard to the cold weather and the rats and the mice?
So it's not just the little feet, it's the big feet. And you just mentioned the word rats as well. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of rats around. I'm getting reports. I'm personally having a huge number of rats that I'm trying to control. But as in, I'm also hearing a lot of other people are having rats. And it's the cold weather. They're moving indoors. They're moving up into your roofs. They're moving into the sheds, etc. So and they're causing damage. I actually had my car in for some repair work the other day in the engine, and the mechanic came back to me and said, oh, did you realise you actually had a rat that had eaten your air filter out? And the rat was still in there. It was dead. So the baits had actually worked. But and he was telling me of another vehicle owner that had quite extensive damage to the engine because the radiator hose was chewed through. So, and you're talking tens of thousands of dollars damage when you've got to replace an engine.
Yeah.
So luckily that wasn't me. But yeah, they can cause a lot of damage, but also with the snow and weather, mice are also moving into sheds and around houses, etc. So now's the optimum time to try and get on top of them.
Yeah, I mean, control now is what we have to do. I haven't been looking for baits and control methods in shops and local places. Do you know what the story is? Is there supply at the moment?
I think there's limited supplies of some products. I've actually been buying out of Victoria to get the type of bait that I need to control my rodents.
Right.
But, yeah, from what I have observed, the major retailers are getting in some supplies of different types of baits. So, but the consumer demand is still quite high. As I said, I've heard of residents around, as in having tarps on the ground, etc., lifting them and mice scurrying everywhere. And it's just around the Orange Millthorpe area.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with Bruce Reynolds. Bruce, as always, thank you for the update and the info. Good to chat. Talk soon.
Thanks, Neil.